student demand, fees, and employability. And I can think of an article 30 years ago in the Times which stated at that period of time art and design courses were very, very popular in Britain, and there were 23,000 graduates graduating art and design courses, and there was only 2,000 graduates being employed in that professional discipline. If we go forward, media or media studies was the next big bubble of graduate interest, and again the press said, why are universities teaching 25,000-30,000 students to go into the media industry, which only requires 3,000 graduates? If we go forward even to the present time, I was at a conference in London 2 weeks ago where the games industry and the special effects industry for the film industry said that in the UK there are 5,000 students being trained in computer games design and in special effects, yet the industry has only demand for 1,000. And again, the feedback was we need higher quality graduates who are fit for purpose. And my personal view, and this would be the view of university, is that you need to have courses tailored for industry demand if you're providing an industry bespoke course. So if you're teaching animation, you've got to teach it in a way which is beneficial to that graduate to get employment. I personally don't believe in large courses. We don't have very large cohorts in this university. And certainly in this faculty, we don't have any course above 25-30 students. The most popular course is in fashion at the moment, partly because there is a demand for fashion graduates, and partly because it is a growth industry and there are very few courses in the UK. So I believe in quality comes first rather than mass demand. And that's the way I would expect our courses to be taught here. Quality provision, employability, and close links to industry. Across the UK, there are a number of courses which are very large. There are universities who are enrolling thousands of students onto courses which will have no potential employability. And that's been criticised by government, it's been criticised by industry and all the sectors. And it comes back to probably government policy, last government policy, which was to try and increase the capacity of the student population to 50% of the population. Now, that was an aspiration which I don't think we could realise, because is there really a demand for 50% of the population to be graduates? Are there 50% of industry requiring graduates? Probably not. In the creative industries, 74% of graduates, of people employed in industry, are graduates. That's because that industry has a particular view that they need graduates who have those skills. But other industries don't need graduates. And I think there are a number of courses which really aren't courses. And you could name quite a few which are these really courses which have a beneficial aspect to the community, to the quality of our industry, to our economic regeneration? I don't think there are. So really, to answer your question directly, there are too many courses, there are too many students, there are too many universities in this country. The Welsh Assembly Government currently looking at the 11 institutions in Wales and to amalgamate those into six. And they're doing that on a regional basis. There will be two in the north, two in the west, and two in the south of Wales. If we take that number, you can estimate that the two in the south of Wales would be Cardiff University, which is a research-led university, and Glamorgan University, which is the second largest university in Wales. And certainly the second largest in the south of Wales. So the Welsh Assembly's view is that they would encourage a merger of Glamorgan University with other smaller institutions to provide a better quality provision, a better consolidation of higher education in the south of Wales. And across Wales, there are too many institutions. In a country the size of Wales, which has just over 3 million people, to have 11 universities is considerable if you compare that to the northwest of England, which has a population of 6 million and has only, what, six universities? Some of them very, very large, like Manchester or Liverpool. So I think we should follow suit. You need to have a much more consolidated higher education system in Wales. And I think that's the purpose of University of Glamorgan, to investigate those options. But the Welsh Assembly Government has got to provide support to do that type of merger of different institutions in South Wales.